And now, a story of activism and espionage. We learned last week that PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, discovered a mole in their midst. They believe a volunteer who called himself Tom Jones is actually a SeaWorld employee. He'd embedded himself within the ranks of PETA volunteers, infiltrated their planning of SeaWorld protests, then called the cops on them. He was part of a surge of volunteers following the release of the scathing documentary Blackfish.
A lot of people got involved with PETA because they feel very strongly about SeaWorld and wanting to get those animals out of those tanks.
Lisa Lange is PETA's Senior Vice President of Communications. She became suspicious of this Tom Jones guy at a SeaWorld protest back in January, this one at the Rose Parade in Pasadena, California.
16 of us got arrested, including the man who presented himself as Thomas Jones. And we were all handcuffed and put in the police van and taken to the Pasadena Police Department. But then somewhere in the course of that day, while most of us were going through the system, as they say, he disappeared. So when we got out later that afternoon and we were counting heads to make sure that everybody was accounted for, he wasn't there. And we kept checking and checking on him to make sure we didn't leave him behind. And then a colleague of mine ended up calling or texting him and saying, "Hey, where are you?" And he said, "I got out early." And when she pressed him, he said, "I forgot my ID, so the police just let me go." And we were like, "That doesn't happen." You're not usually rewarded for not carrying an identification.
Right, that's usually a problem.
That's usually a problem, yeah. So that was the start of it.
To pull back the mask on Tom Jones, PETA did a little sleuthing.
We looked at his addresses that he gave us when he signed up for a conference and when he signed up to be on the Activist Network, and one of the addresses he gave us didn't exist. The other one was a P.O. box that belonged to the director of security for SeaWorld San Diego. And that was it.
Once PETA put together enough information on this guy, they called in Bloomberg investigative reporter Chris Palmieri.
In hindsight, you can see so many obvious clues that he was really prodding for information from these people, and he was also goading them into more action.
He would say things like, "Everybody grab your torches and your pitchforks. We're going to go protest SeaWorld," or "Who's going to help me drain the tanks?"
And that's not typical language
for
you or for your supporters.
No, no. We watched him trying to incite illegal and, frankly, violent activity.
I spent the weekend searching through all of the social media I could find about these individuals.
You go to his Facebook page, you know, most people, even if they're activists for a certain cause, they may have posts about, in his case, SeaWorld, but they'll also say, "Look, here's the bagel I had for breakfast." You know, that's social media. He had nothing on his Facebook page except for SeaWorld this, SeaWorld that. Look at me at SeaWorld.
PETA wrote down his license plate number and, using private investigator, tracked that to an entirely different individual than the name they had.
The car belonged to a Paul McComb, an employee of SeaWorld.
I was able to see photographs of Paul McComb on his wife's Facebook page, which has since been taken down, and I showed those photographs to three other people who had met him personally over the years, and they confirmed to me that this was the same guy, Tom Jones, the activist that they knew.
Busted. SeaWorld declined to make anyone available for the story, but they released a statement from CEO Joel Manby. Here's part of what he had to say. "These allegations, if true, are not consistent with the values of the SeaWorld organization and will not be tolerated. The SeaWorld Board of Directors and I have initiated an investigation into this matter. In addition, we have placed the employee in question on paid administrative leave, pending the findings of the investigation." Now, to be fair, PETA runs plenty of undercover operations of its own. So isn't this just fair game?
A lot of our investigations come from whistleblower calls. Animals are being abused illegally here every day, and I can't get anything done about it. Can you help? And because of our investigations, we've been able to get cruelty to animals charges against people. We always take our findings and report it to the authorities, and that's the difference here.
Also, I would argue the other people are doing it defense is never a great one.
Chris Palmieri writes for Bloomberg, and Lisa Lange is PETA's Senior Vice President of Communications. Lange says PETA has filed a lawsuit against the Pasadena Police Department. They're seeking records of the arrests made back at the Rose Parade. PETA is also considering other legal options. And so far, no comment from Paul McComb. he remains as silent and inaccessible as the ocean deep.